I hate bugging people, especially for money. So let me do it, Johnny. Ooh, what a great idea. You can support this podcast by becoming a patron. You donate $1 a month, maybe more, maybe less. Everything is appreciated to help pay for the cost of this program. And you do that by going to patreon.com/SteveJarney. When Steve does it for the podcast he listens to regularly, he feels great. Though it's fun to get something for nothing, it feels better when you feel you're part of the show by supporting it with a few dollars, right? Am I right here? Patreon.com/SteveJarney. P-A-T-R-E-O-N. Did I do good, Steve?
Couldn't have said it better myself. Now it's on with the show. Today's guest is Bruce Ackerman. This man is talented, great painter, sculptor, and musician. I was at his house once, and he has a table in his kitchen, a big round thing that he carved himself. There are carved vegetables all around it in bas-relief, one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. But today he's playing guitar, and Harry's helping him sing the old hit from the 40s, Mersey Doats. I'll also play an old funny song called Grandma's in the Cellar, and we have a short segment from a live stage show I did with Harry. Speaking of which, Harry's supposed to be getting his afternoon nap about now. Harry, are you sleeping?
No!
Okay, just, you know, you haven't had your afternoon nap yet today.
Oh, Steve, I hate napping!
It's good for you, growing boy like yourself.
I'm not a boy! And I'm not growing.
But we have to keep up appearances, don't we? So lay down and go to sleep.
But I haven't been able to sleep for days, Steve. That's my trouble. Last night I spent the whole night tossing and turning like I was on the open sea.
Have you tried counting sheep?
Sheep don't know how to swim. They drown.
Look, bring your ship to shore, find a nice field, and think about sheep jumping over a fence. You'll be out in a second.
Think so?
I know so. Come on, lay down and count sheep.
Just get comfy here. All right, now you're saying I should just visualize sheep jumping over a fence, right?
Right. Well, why aren't you counting?
I'm looking for them. They're nowhere to be found.
Just think about them.
Oh, wait. Okay, here comes the German Shepherd. Oh, yeah, okay. Now they're all together. Okay, he's herding them over here. Okay, now, oh, boy, they want to come over now. One, two... Three, four, come on, four. Stevie's not jumping, he's just standing there. The fence is too high.
Will you just count?
I don't want to cheat.
Use a cattle prod if you have to.
Wait, there he goes. Okay, four, five, six, seven. Oh, that one hit his hoof on the top post, Steve. Oh, he sprawled out on the ground. Quick, call a vet.
You're supposed to be going to sleep. Not worrying about your darn sheep.
You are so mean. Wait, he's getting up. Okay, wait, he's hobbling away. Should I count them?
Did he get over the fence?
Yeah.
Then count them.
Okay, 7, 8, 9, 9 and a half.
What?
It's a baby lamb with its mother. You don't think I should count him as a half?
You know, at this point, I don't really care what you do.
Maybe you're right. I won't count him at all. So I'm still on 9. 10... 11. Oh, no, the dog is barking. He's charging them. There's a whole bunch of them coming over at once. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. I think that was all of them. There's no more sheep to count. They're all gone. Nothing in that field but some mosquitoes. Maybe I should count mosquitoes.
Will you just go to sleep?
I can't. Wait, there's more coming up over the hill. Okay, oh yeah, there they go. Okay, I got some more. 21, 22, 12. Wait a second, that's not a sheep. That's a goat. Get out of here, you. Hey, Steve, I wonder what sheep count when they're trying to go to sleep. Do they count humans?
Look, I'm going to play a recording. Why don't you just keep counting your sheep, and maybe when we come back you'll be asleep by then. Okay?
All right, okay, fine, no problem. 23, 24...
Yeah, all right. Woo! Bruce Ackerman here, right here in the studio. Brucey, baby. Does anyone ever call you Brucey?
Someone's tried.
They only do it once, I think. Bruce Ackerman grew up in the Catskill Mountains. You're a guitarist, you're an artist, you're a woodworker.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you?
I figured I'd got about 50 different things there.
Yeah, good. I like a Renaissance man.
Too numerous to mention.
And you do them all well, I might add. Oh. I'm very impressed with you, Bruce. Tell us about this song that Harry's going to help on.
Oh, we're going to do the old Merseydote song.
Yeah, the old Merseydote song.
Lately in the news we've been reading about the mad cow disease that has been going around from eating beef. We're finding that our little animal friends that we've been eating have been fed some stuff that we didn't know about, ground up chickens and sheep and things. And here we thought they were herbivores. Years ago things were simpler, and the song like this one, it tells you exactly what they eat. They eat oats and ivy and things, and other green things. Well, we play the song first. I'll run it through to get Harry in the mood here. Cause he's
okay, good. Get me warmed up for it.
Yeah.
Dozy dozy, and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Merzy dozy and dozy dozy, and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Well, if the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and ivy, sing
merzy eat oats,
and dozy
eat oats,
and little lambs eat ivy.
Merzy dotes and dozy dotes and little lambs eat ivy, a kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you? A kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Well, if the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy.
Mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy. A kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you? A kiddle eat ivy too, wouldn't you?
Bruce Ackerman. How old is that song? Does that go back?
It goes back in the 40s, and the strange thing about that song is the chorus is used to try to describe the first part, because the first part's so silly.
Yeah, right.
It all comes out kind of wacky anyhow.
I remember my whole life I heard that song before. I actually one day sat down and listened to it, and it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I went, oh, that's what they're singing.
Maybe it's not the greatest song, but we did the best we could with it.
I think it's fine for this show. Thanks, Bruce. Harry's been counting sheep to try to go to sleep.
88, 89, 90.
You know, maybe you should stop. I don't think it's working.
Wow, look at that, Steve. I'm up to 90, and this is the first black sheep I've seen. Should I count them?
Of course.
90, 91, 92. Hey, look at that. It's a green sheep. I've never seen a green sheep.
You can see anything you want. It's your imagination.
Really? Anything?
Anything.
93, 94. Hey, a blue sheep. Right. Wait. I wish you could see this next sheep, Steve. It's coming up over the fence right now. It's Day-Glow Orange. It has duck feet instead of hooves. And it's got the head of a giraffe. Wait a second. Well, I don't think that's a sheep at all.
Listen to me. You're supposed to be trying to go to sleep. Counting sheep is just getting you more excited. Maybe you should stop.
Maybe if I start counting snails.
Maybe.
Okay. One, two, three, four.
Hold on, those are pretty fast snails you got there.
Well, they're getting rides on the sheep.
Forget the sheep. Just count the snails by themselves.
Right. Okay. First one.
Well, what's happening? Are you asleep?
No, I'm just waiting for him to get over the fence. This is going to take a while.
I don't know if this is working out. Well, maybe you should just go back to the sheep.
Yeah, maybe you're right. What number was I? Oh, yeah, 95. Oh, look at that.
What?
The sheep squished the snail getting over the fence. I forgot to move the snail first.
Now you're a piece of work.
If you must know, Steve, I've been very patient with you. But how do you expect me to go to sleep if you keep talking to me?
What? What? Me? Why, you!
Don't call me a you!
I may have to use more drastic means.
Okay, I understand. I'll start counting sheep faster. Come on, sheep, get up. I have to count you. Steve, they're not jumping over the fence anymore.
Why?
I think they fell asleep waiting for me to count them. Wait, maybe I can yell and wake them up.
Don't! At least somebody's asleep around here.
Oh, I'll count them sleeping just while they're in the field. 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102.
Grandma's in the cellar. Lordy, can't you smell her? Baking biscuits on her darned old dirty stove. Her stove in her eye, there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while the runs down her nose. Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
She whistles while the runs down her nose.
At the bottom.
In her eye, there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while the runs down her nose.
Yeah, you tell him, Steve. Runs down her nose. Yeah.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
So she whistles while the runs down her nose.
At the bottom.
In her eye there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter. And she whistles while the runs down her nose.
Grandma's in the cellar.
Lordy, can't you smell her? Baking biscuits on her turned old dirty stove. Her stove in her eye, there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while the runs down her nose.
Yuck.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
Down her nose.
She whistles while the runs down her nose.
At the bottom.
In her eye, there is some matter that keeps dripping in the batter, and she whistles while the runs down her nose.
Yeah. 204, 205, 206. Okay. Hey, Steve, how come if you get a sweater wet, the wool shrinks, but if the sheep gets wet, her wool doesn't shrink?
Something to think about, I must say.
207, 208, 209. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
You're ugly.
Why don't you ever say anything nice?
Okay, you're kind.
Thank you.
You're kinda ugly.
Say you're sorry.
I'm sorry you're ugly.
Now you look in my eyes and apologize.
Hey, every time I look in your eyes, all I see is the back of your head.
Can't believe you're acting this way. You know there's nothing that I wouldn't do for you.
And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. And that's how we go through life, doing nothing for each other.
When are you going to ever say anything nice about me?
Okay. You're the world's greatest ventriloquist.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Neither would I, but you made me. Come on, let's face it, Steve. There are good ventriloquists and there are lousy ventriloquists.
Yeah, what am I?
You're good and lousy.
You know, you called me ugly before.
I did.
That's okay, because some of the great people in history weren't that good looking. Take Abraham Lincoln. He had a mole.
So?
And he still became president.
The mole became president?
No, Lincoln did, and do you know why?
Because he was nice to moles?
No, I can't talk to you. You're just a dummy, man.
I'm not a dummy. I'm a wooden American.
That was from a live performance, and it was put on my Best of Knock on Wood Volume 4, the Duty Tape. You can find it on my website, stevecharney.com. And,
Harry? Harry? Oh, my goodness. Wow. I think he might be asleep. I think it finally worked. He hasn't moved or counted the last minute or two. Harry? Harry?
Wow, he's out! It took him 352 sheep to do it, but he did it! And now he can finally take his nap. That's so important to a growing boy. Well, except he's not a boy, and he's not growing. But we have to keep up appearances, you know, for the sake of the show. It's convenient, you understand, to see him as a growing boy. Otherwise, our neighbors would be, a lot more nervous about me.
Ah! What? What? Oh, Steve! I was sleeping, but I had the worst nightmare.
Oh, I'm sorry. And after all that work you did trying to get to sleep, what was it about?
Hundreds of sheep were attacking me. Well, they weren't attacking so much as nuzzling me. They kept trying to wake me up in the dream.
Why?
Well, there were still other sheep who were on the other side of this fence. They needed to come over because their friends and family were on the other side. They were separated by the fence. It was terrible, Steve. I thought I was going to be smothered by them. And there was a stay-glow orange sheep with duck's feet and the head of a giraffe. And there was a green sheep and a blue sheep. And you were in it. You were the Tin Man. And you and Auntie M. And you know, there's no place like home, Steve. It was horrible, horrible. Steve! Steve? Steve? Sweet dreams. Hey, if you see any sheep, tell them I said hello. Conversations with My Dummy is produced, written, and performed by Steve Charney. We want to thank Bruce Ackerman for coming on and singing Mersey Dotes. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn.com, on Steve's YouTube channel, which now has over 120 videos and a million hits. It includes lots of videos of me and Steve, and of course on Patreon.com/Steve Charney, where you can become a patron of this show for $1 a month. Steve's website is SteveCharney.com. That has info about his live stage shows, how to contact us, all the stuff he has for sale, which includes books and CDs, his bio, and oh my goodness, it goes on and on. On Facebook, search for Steve and Harry Conversations with My Dummy. And if you like this podcast, spread the word around, man. Spread the word around. And remember, laughter is the best medicine. Unless, of course, you have real medicine.